minus 25 degrees Fahrenheit inside my tent. 25 frightfully icy degrees below zero inside my tent. Oh, an Arctic agenbite. Come a night, come an utterly unforgettable night in late December 2010. Yea, setting its indelible mark upon my first winter-long wall-tenting experience. Ah, hey. The fire, my fire, had subsided. Ah, that all-essential combustion within my tent home's wood stove, my darling dear, my precious wee firee. She had burnt down to nothing but coals, oh, unattended, in the midnight hours, whilst I'd slept through the usual hourly stove stokings. Woe, oh, woe is me! Burnt low she had, cooled to the point of no return, agenbite I ye. Yes, all alone and unbeknownst, whilst the fire keeper, meaning me, had slumbered on obliviously, his dear sweet fiery had died away down and finally expired. Oh, take note that by inverse proportion to how the stove's precious heat hath become vanishingly small, so the frightful cold hath grown and become an immensity, filling my 9 by 12 survival zone with its monstrous presence. Ah, hey. 25 frightfully frozen degrees below zero. Oh, an unbearable indoor temperature indeed. More than likely, an even more unbearable minus 35 or minus 40 outdoors. The bestial cold, the nostril burning, the fingertip benumbing cold. Consulting the thermometer hung there inside my tent's right-hand front corner, opposite the wood stove corner, only confirmed the obvious. That which had been held at bay by fuel, wood, and flame had entered in. Opening the wood stove door, my worst fears were confirmed by stark reality. My fires dead out, oh, frightful, an atavistic dread, old as the Pleistocene, and no amount of poking around and sifting through its lifeless gray ash can discover so much as a single red ember. No, not one. Nothing for it but to brave frozen birch bark and matches barehanded. 25 minus 25 degrees Fahrenheit inside my humble abode. Oh, an Arctic agenbite, an agenbite, i.e., and along with the interloping cold, in had entered interlopers' dread and panic. Oh, see the shimmering curtains of frost crystals and spirit signs, spirit signs, spirit signs, go a swirling up from their great big shaggy fur coats, bringing more and more of the sub-zero in with them as they'd come a barging into my tent. There'd come an exceedingly creepy feeling, come a knocking, an unnerving swirl of emotions, all chaotic and panic-scented. Oh, listen, like an eerie soundtrack, my guardian spirit, that old sourdough who goes by the name of Instinct, he'd called out to me, caution, my son, warning, warning. Oh, beware of that insidious little interloper of the solitudes, known by the name of Panic. That wretched purveyor of bad medicine, which imposeth itself upon those who find themselves facing danger all alone, with none to rely upon but one's single solitary self. Ah, hey. It was then that an unnervingly dreamy and irrational idea had flashed across the pearly gray screen of my consciousness. Ah, an allurement, strange and dreamy. It was this, the unsound impulse to try to reach someplace warm. And what was this dreamy, dangerous, impulsive thing accompanied by but an alarmingly panic-magnifying truth? That in all of that vast, howling, wintry waste that went an echoing outwards in great, hollowed-eyed, concentric rings from my tiny 9 feet by 12 feet, yea, in all of that endlessly perilous ocean of sub-zero cold, there was not a single solitary place of warmth near enough for me to reach. No, not one, ah, hey. Unnerving to the nth degree, oh, an agin-bite, i.e., it was right then and there in my solitary abode. Oh, yeah, that's when I swore a solemn, solitary oath to keep the fire, my fiery, blazing away day and night for the remainder of the long, white, silvery winter. Ah, hey. And with all those bad medicine thoughts and out-of-control emotions evicted from my mind, I'd calmly set about rebuilding the fire. Swift fork of the Cusk Oquim, winter of 2010-2011.